From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Andrew Yost. Missouri is set to become the first state to spell out the type of eating disorder treatments that insurance companies must cover. Governor Jay Nixon signed legislation this month to require insurers to cover eating disorders beyond the point of a person getting back to a certain weight. According to the National Eating Disorders Association, it's the first bill in the nation to define such treatment. Advocates say patients with eating disorders are kicked out of treatment prematurely, having gained weight but not having the underlying mental issues addressed. Insurance companies who provide coverage for Missouri residents have resisted such change, saying it could mean higher costs. But they struck a compromise with lawmakers on language to cover, quote, medically necessary treatments. The law will take effect in August. The Missouri Department of Conservation says that an invasive tree insect called the emerald ash borer has been found in 11 Missouri counties, including counties near St. Louis. The council says trees that die due to infestation can pose a serious threat to public safety and are often very expensive to remove. ME Plant Diagnostic Clinic Director Patty Hosack says that one of the best ways to prevent the spread of the insect is buying firewood from local vendors.
People coming from out of state or even from, you know, kind of a hot spot in the state and bringing their firewood from home into a new location, and then they don't burn all of the wood, so it sits there, and then that can very much be your source of spreading the borer around.
Hosack says ash trees are especially popular in neighborhoods because of the shade they provide. Mercy Jefferson Hospital is set to break ground in Crystal City on a $135 million project that will focus on adding a new three-story patient tower to the 251-bed facility. The St. Louis Post-Dispatch reports the project will create private rooms at the hospital. Governor Jay Nixon is expected to be in attendance for a groundbreaking ceremony today. According to hospital spokesperson John Winkleman, the project will include reconstruction of the front of the hospital to improve patient and visitor access. Up to 100 residents were evacuated from a mobile home park in northeast Missouri because of rising floodwaters. The Fabius River spilled over a levee and sandbagged Saturday and forced residents from the Fabius Village Mobile Home Park near Taylor, an unincorporated area near Hannibal. 10 people also evacuated from a nearby motel. Missouri Department of Transportation closed U.S. 61 north of Missouri 6 Saturday night. The department says it has no anticipated reopening date because more rain was forecasted through today. The National Weather Service says the Fabius River is expected to drop below the 9.5-foot flood stage by Wednesday. Authorities say a biplane pilot injured during a crash at a Northwest Missouri air show has died from his injuries. The Cameron Police Department announced the death of 50-year-old Stephen Oberg of Smithville in a news release yesterday. Oberg was injured when his Pitts biplane crashed around 1:50 p.m. on Saturday during a performance at the Cameron Air Show. Police say he was taken to a hospital where he then died. The National Transportation Safety Board and the Federal Aviation Administration say they are investigating. I'm Andrew Yost, KBIA News, Columbia.